Yesterday on Capitol Hill, lawmakers held a hearing on whether troubled states can declare bankruptcy. Right now, only some cities and counties are allowed to do that. Some powerful political voices, including Newt Gingrich, have called on Congress to offer states the same bankruptcy protection, since so many face crushing debt burdens. We spoke to bankruptcy specialist Jim Spiotto about this. He's a partner at the law firm Chapman & Cutler, and he joined us from Chicago. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why don't we just start with why don't states have the option for bankruptcy protection?
States don't have it because, one, they haven't perceived a need for it. States need access to the capital markets in order to fund the infrastructure improvements and the public services that they want to provide to their citizen. And if they don't have that market access, the ability to raise funds, then they won't be able to make that decision. And it may have to be made by somebody else, such as a central government, the federal government.
So that would seem to be one negative when one even discusses the idea of bankruptcy protection for states. But let's get to what those who are proponents consider the positives. What would be good about bankruptcy protection for states?
Well, people look at the states in the current economic downturn and economic contraction and say, isn't there some of those obligations that are just too supersized or too large an obligation, and it prevents you from doing what you should be doing as a governmental body, and they need to be adjusted?
And among those are pensions, right, which some states are reeling under their pension obligations, things they promised in better times and didn't realize they wouldn't maybe be able to deliver.
Right.
Because if a state could go into bankruptcy protection, that says to its creditors, maybe you should make a deal.
Correct. The fear that the bankruptcy process may net them far less may cause people earlier to decide to compromise and resolve the issue without having to go through that stress and strain. And the question is bankruptcy the right type of approach and vehicle? Because bankruptcy affects all of your relationships, including those creditor relationships that work and you desire to continue, as well as the one or two or three that are your problem. And rather than tipping over all of the relationships and having to deal with all of your creditors, is there a better vehicle to basically deal with those distinct issues and problems you have with the few as opposed to the many?
What, in your opinion, would be a better alternative to bankruptcy protection, which at the moment doesn't exist anyway, but what would be a better alternative?
A better alternative may be a commission or a special court, such as a pension funding authority, and it's that debate about what is sustainable and affordable that needs to be determined, and you need to set up some mechanism with experienced, qualified, independent, objective deciders that will answer that question. Once you answer that question, then you know whether or not the state can make those payments or whether the state may have to adjust them and how much they may need to be adjusted.
Bankruptcy attorney Jim Spiotto. He's a partner at the law firm Chapman & Cutler. Thank you very much for joining us.
Our pleasure.